This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Earlier today, Governor Rick Snyder landed in China for his third trade mission since becoming Michigan's governor. He scheduled stops in China and Japan during the week-and-a-half-long mission. And he's accompanied by at least 15 representatives from Michigan companies. All of this is part of the ongoing effort to attract Asian investment in Michigan and strengthen trade relationships. The governor isn't guaranteeing that jobs will be created from this trip, but says he feels good that new business will occur as a result of these face-to-face meetings. And the governor is also turning to tourism, putting an emphasis on selling pure Michigan as a destination to Chinese tourists. By the way, the trip is being paid for by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, not by taxpayers. Joining us now to talk about this trade mission to China is Tom Watkins, who's been instrumental in strengthening ties between Michigan and China. Tom has traveled to China dozens of times since his first trip in 1989. Tom, are these trade trips paying off for Michigan?
Absolutely, they are. It's really great that Governor Snyder and his team are building what they refer to in China as the Guanxi, or the relationships with both business and government leaders in China. And this bodes well to attract foreign direct investment from China, the fastest growing large economy in the world, with one-fifth of all humanity, here to the state of Michigan. It is said that the Chinese are going to invest over $1 trillion, and that's with a T, around the globe over the next decade. Michigan needs to be a magnet, and Governor Snyder and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation are making Michigan a magnet for Chinese investment. The second thing that we want to do, and it's part of the state's plan, is to export our goods and services around the globe, and certainly with a rising middle class, over 400 million people that have risen up out of abject poverty, there's a lot that the Chinese citizens need and want that we can provide them with.
So when you say Chinese investment around the world is in that neighborhood of $1 trillion, the fact that foreign investment by China in Michigan hit $1 billion last year, that's just there's plenty more room to grow, I can take it.
Absolutely. And investment goes where it's wanted, nurtured, and supported. Michigan has some natural assets, certainly being the auto capital of the world. Our great universities, community colleges, and public education is another. But this time, with taking George Zimmerman, the head of the Pure Michigan campaign, the tourism campaign, there's a lot that we can do to attract Chinese tourists. And we have direct flights now from Beijing and Shanghai right into the McNamara Terminal. So this is creates a great way to bring Chinese people here as tourists and hopefully to invest here in the state of Michigan.
Is the fact that we're seeing such an increase in the number of Chinese students coming here to university, particularly Michigan State University, but around Michigan, is that something upon which they can build the tourism trade?
Absolutely, because not only do the students come here, but they often bring their spouse with them. Mother and father will come for a visit. And when they come and they see the greatness, the beauty of our state, they may want to stick around a while because they know Washington, D.C. They know Mickey Mouse in Orlando and L.A. Michigan oftentimes can be flown over. But once we expose students and their families to Michigan, they see the beauty and the opportunity that's here as well.
Tom, with the fact that this is Governor Snyder's third visit to China out of the six trade missions he's led as governor, is that what it takes to work with the Chinese, is come back and come back and come back?
Absolutely. There's no such thing as a one-night business stand with China. You have to develop these deep and lasting relationships. A lot of people will take a trip and they'll go to Beijing and Shanghai and think that that's enough. No, you have, like any business, you have to nurture those relationships. And the governor is also going to Chongqing, which is in the western part of the country. And this is an area that, in a fast-growing country, is even growing faster. So this bodes well for Michigan going forward.
The one thing that can't be overlooked when you're dealing with China is the fact that there are serious issues. Let's start with the human rights violations. How does the governor best deal with that elephant in the room?
Well, I think that the best way to deal with that is that's an issue that should be addressed by our national leaders, by the president and Congress, whether it's currency manipulation, cyber, human rights, fair and free trade. these are national issues that our national leaders should deal with. And what Governor Snyder and other state leaders should be focused on is how do we build these one-on-one, win-win relationships with China, the fastest-growing large economy in the world. And we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that after the last 20 centuries, China's economy has been the largest, 18 of those 20, and it's going to grow going forward. So let our national leaders deal with those very serious, sensitive issues, and the state and local leaders should find ways to build bridges culturally, economically, educationally, that can create jobs and opportunity for people here in the state of Michigan.
Tom Watkins, always good to talk with you. Thanks for spending time with us.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.